Bears Talk is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bears Talk, this week's edition from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall, featuring Israel Adonijay, former Bears defensive lineman and entrepreneur, and oh my gosh, we don't have enough time for all the titles of this man right here, and my broadcast partner from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, Mr. Tom Thayer. Good to see you, Izzy. Tom, this guy is a symbol of what life after football can be if you choose to be.
Right,
we're going to talk about him like he's not here.
But this guy's a symbol of life after football and how to do it.
No, I think Israel Adonijay, you go back to look at his career and why is he so successful, because what he was willing to do during your football career. And it always takes me back, because I think every example we ever talk about of a special teams player, we always bring it back to Israel Adonijay, because you're not the stereotypical special teams player that's in between 5'10 and 6'1, in between 185 and 225. You knock guys out on kickoff coverage. You're willing to do what it takes to succeed in the NFL, and I think it's carried through to your business life.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
Darren Sproles, remember him?
I remember, yeah.
Chargers. He hurt the young man.
Right.
He hurt the young man. You did enjoy yourself, that's for sure, and I always appreciate it, and Tom knows I always talk about this, and people hear me talk about football in a broader sense. I love the self-made man. And nobody gave you anything in the National Football League, right? I mean, Willie Young's like that. Yeah. He feels that way.
Absolutely.
I think you feel that way,
don't
you?
And I think ultimately, despite all the success, it's because of great teammates, great coaches, and a lot of great support over the years. And for me, just doing my job, willing to take those lessons, take the opportunities when they presented themselves and not look back. And thankfully that's really done me well.
You know, uniquely enough, because I think professional football is unlike a lot of other ways of life, when you're asked to lose 50 pounds, you're asked to gain 40 pounds,
right.
You're willing to ask to do something that a sprinter would do, not a defensive lineman. I think those are the things that endeared you to your teammates, because your teammates have the same reflection of you that you did on your teammates. But there's not a lot of people that are asked to have their body fluctuate by 100 pounds up and down.
Yeah. Yeah, that was getting the weight up was a lot of fun. Losing the weight, not so much fun.
Snacks 1 year, no snacks the next. All right, let's dig into our topics. We're going to start with second half expectations for the Bears at 2-6 first half, but big bounce after the win over Minnesota. Fellas, what are you looking at for half number two? Because in a sense, it is halftime. John Fox keeps talking about it. It's now halftime. Adjustments made. Let's see where we go.
Well, for me, I think ultimately what's exciting is that this team still has all the things that they wanted to achieve this season. They can actually still achieve those things. The future ahead is still there. Despite the injury, despite the challenges, their destiny still is in their hands. And it's really not about the big picture expectation. It's about one step, one game at a time. Tampa coming up. What do we need to do just to win this game? Let's get to 3-6. So the expectations for me still remain high.
Right. You know, when you look at their record 2-6, there's a couple of games out there that got away from them. So they could have two more victories in their slate, and it would give you a whole different feeling. But you got to kind of keep those in the back of your head saying, okay, we could have won a couple of those games. What are we going to do going forward? And you talk about the second half of the season, but you only got to get ready for one game, and that's Tampa Bay. And there's a lot of unique circumstances that Tampa had. They have a young, energetic quarterback. The conditions down there are a little bit more heated up. You're coming off of a big win in the bye week. So that's why you have expectations, but only have them for the next game.
Yeah.
My expectations just simply lie in growth for the moment. Growth as a football team, growth for the undrafted free agent who gets on the field. I think of Crevion LeBlanc, who's played multiple positions and now also as a punt returner. Keep growing. Prove that you're good enough and you are the type of guy they want here to build in the future as well, while also maintaining your eye on, like you say, you know, still attaining the dreams of this particular season. You got to do both, I think, and that's where I look at it right now. All right, topic number two. There's a good stable of rookies in this class, certainly. There are guys, though, that have not been able to get on the field as much because of injury. You look at that secondary with all those young defensive backs, and that's where I would begin. I look at a guy like Deion Bush. This is a fast safety who they had high hopes from Miami, big hitter. He's not been able to get on the field defensively because of injuries and so forth. He's starting to emerge on special teams a little bit.
Right. You know, I'll go with Ben Broniker and Kotowski, the 44 and 84, because I think if you can add something to the tight end position and take some of the responsibilities away from Zach Miller And then if you start finding that second tier of defensive talent, because you're getting great play out of Jarrell Freeman and Danny Trevathan, but if you can start getting some more speed, some more depth at the linebacker position, I think those are a couple guys that can come in and help this team, not only in special teams, but both at their regular positions on offense and defense.
Beautiful. And for me, I think, one, on offense, I go with Braverman. He's a young guy that I think adds a really interesting dimension with having Jeffrey being able to stretch the field, you know, Miller at the tight end position, and he adds that mid-range game, really being able to create mismatches on that short game. And for me, DeAndre Hall for that defense, talented guy, physical corner, just a lot of upside, a lot of potential, and it's going to be really interesting to see how he develops to being a key component to this defense.
Frame-wise, peanut-like with the long arms, right. So, you know, you always going to circle those type of guys. All right, let's go to topic number three, and it's Eddie Goldman. Anybody who's watched me or anything I've talked about, I love this player. I can't wait to see him back on the field. I hope it's this week. Eddie Goldman can make an impact. I think he's our type of guy, right? Eddie's got that mentality, and he's got the skill set.
But you know what, Israel? I think it's good to have guys playing well in front of you to ignite that fire underneath even a young player like Eddie Goldman coming off an injury. Will Sutton plays with all the enthusiasm you can possibly ask out of a defensive lineman. Mitch Unrein plays hard. Akeem Hicks is playing as well as you can play. Yeah. Cornelius Washington probably has a lot of comparisons to you in terms of the athleticism and the look, is probably playing as well in his NFL career as I've ever seen him play. Yeah, so you have those guys playing good in front of him. I think it makes Eddie Goldman need to play better to make sure he earns his reps back.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, as you said, Eddie Goldman, he's an anchor, you know, D lineman in this league and just so talented. And to Tom's statement, when that group comes together and everybody's elevated their level of play, you know, he will continue to get better and elevate. It's four as one is one of my coaches used to say.
Which one?
Well, now it's three. Now it's three as one.
But they have plenty of four-man rushes. We'll go with it.
But
who was four as one?
Oh, who said that?
Yeah.
Oh, Rod Marinelli.
Of course.
He lived as four as one together, guys. But Eddie Goldman, long-term, absolutely 100%. He's going to be one of the key guys for this defense. It'll be great to have him back. Hopefully it's this week.
I just love the push inside, the push outside. Hey, everybody, let's party at the quarterback. All right, now to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Interesting outfit. Hard to analyze this bunch right now because it is a new coach and a new system. Defensively, they have some really playmaking-type players in Gerald McCoy, Levante David, but bottom of the league in numbers. What's going on defensively with the Bucs, Tommy?
You know, I think they have a lot of pressure because they don't have the complementary offense that you need to keep your defense off the field. You need a time-consuming, time-of-possession offense that keeps your defense on the field and fresh when they're on the field. And they have some susceptibilities on the defensive side of the ball. But again,
secondary, yeah.
Yeah. But I think it spills from the linebacker position to the secondary. So, again, don't take them for granted. Don't think you're going down there. You have an easy opponent. Again, they can play fresh. They can play fast football. Gerald McCoy, as you mentioned, is one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. So, again, I think you have to go down to Tampa and beat them because they have a lot of young, enthusiastic guys on that roster, and nobody more carries more enthusiasm than Jameis Winston, probably the most important player on their football team.
So you make the delineation of go down there and beat them, not just go win. Go beat them is what you're saying. There's a big difference,
right? The worst thing you do is give those guys a chance to make a big play against you, and all of a sudden now they're elevated and walking high.
And ultimately, you know, they're not going to give you the win. And similar situation, you know, the Buccaneers believe that they're a really good team. They have a lot of confidence, but just the luck hasn't gone their way. And they want to start making that statement right now, halfway through the season, similar to our guys. Hey, you know, a lot of misfortune, a lot of challenges, but we're a good team. You talk to the guys on this Bear team, the confidence is high. We just haven't had those opportunities go our way. So you got to go out there and you got to take that win and not go in flat-footed.
Let's start with Izzy. Let's pick your matchup to watch for this game.
Well, my matchup, if he's back, Evans, if he's back, you know, the matchup against...
You know, that's low-hanging fruit. Yeah, you know, right?
You know, our secondary.
Who? Right, who?
Yeah. What are we going to do as far as showing up to lock him down? I mean, he's been the MVP for this Bucs offense, and we got to show up and really lock him down.
How do you defend this guy?
It better be by a group of people trying to cover him. There's no one on the Bears that can cover him man-to-man for the entirety of the game. 6'5", 231, Evans is one of the best players in the National Football League. To me, I need to see what Kyle Long and Josh Sitton can do if they're back in the lineup against Gerald McCoy. Because now you're going back and it's going to be near 80 degrees. It's a 1 o'clock start, and you're asking two guys that haven't played in a couple weeks to come out and play 75 snaps. Now you're talking about fatigue and long-term drives. And the Bears, in the last couple weeks, they have had those 10-play, 15-play drives, and it's super fatiguing for the offensive line. Now I want to see if Josh Sitton and Kyle Long are up to the standards that Eric Kush and Ted Larson played with in the last couple weeks.
I'm going to flip it a little bit and go to work those outside tackles for the Tampa Bay Bucs, for the Bears front seven. I think if they can continue to generate the kind of pressure that they have in the last couple of games, guys like Leonard Floyd, Pernell McPhee, now healthier, Danny Trevathan another couple of weeks healthier, Jarrell Freeman being consistent there, Willie Young's hungry for more sacks, I think this could be the difference in the game from that front seven, hoping
well,
for it.
Well, put an asterisk by the feet of Jameis Winston. Yeah. Because when you get a young quarterback who looks at the coverages, and if they're paying so much attention to Mike Evans, look for this guy to turn it upfield and run.
All right. Before we let you go, Izzy, talk about your another philanthropic aspect of your life, which is an important one. Shop with the Cops coming up in December. Yeah. Tell us about
it. Shop with the Cop, December 15th. Every year we've been fortunate just to focus on touching the kids in our communities that need support, need love. We have a great event. We'll have about 100 kids out that need a little bit of that support during the holiday season. We have about 75 local police officers. Each kid will have pizza, bowling in the morning, and then get to go shopping, and each kid will get a $100 gift card and to get themselves something special for the holidays that they otherwise would not have had. So
some wide-eyed kids when they walk into that, right?
Yeah, it's a really great event every year that just feels so much love. It's one of those events that you walk away just feeling really good.
You know, you're here because you're an ex-football player, but you do those types of events. It's more important than what you did as a football player.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what? His calendar is filled, but it's probably shaped like a heart. That's all about him. It's Israel Adonijé, one of the finest men you're ever going to meet in any walk of life, let alone football. I'm glad he was a Bear, good friend of this organization and of mine and of Tom. Fellas, thanks for joining us.
Right, thank
you for watching Bears Talk.